Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
All right, we're back. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go with Monday's show. Thank you very much, our video producer. By the way, all this is Halloween themed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm anxious to see what you say here up first. It can be about anything Halloween, by the way. Favorite memory, what's going on today, favorite candy. I don't give a crap. Let's make it Halloween. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
I got my Halloween costume in yesterday, and I had nothing to do with it. So I was, like, surprised when I got it. But it turns out, guys, I'm going to be a bear tonight. A papa bear. Because my 3-year-old decided he wanted to be a bear. So he wants my wife to be a mama bear and me to be a papa bear.
In the style of what bear? There's Bernstein bears?
That's what I was wondering.
It's like a full body bear with a hole for my face.
Face or just eyes?
My face.
Whole face, okay.
Which, I mean, I guess I'll paint my face like
I have
bear.
Avoid painting your face.
Okay, don't paint
your
face.
You're already brown, dude.
You don't have to do
You're
that.
A brown bear.
That's true. I already look like the bear. But I don't know. I mean, I look forward to getting blood and, like, you know, like scary, put a mask on and stuff like that for the kids. So I was kind of forced into being a bear, and I'm not excited about it.
How about bear hit by car?
I like it.
Oh.
A little blood coming out of your mouth. A little. Why not?
Bear. Yeah.
Ooh. Or a hunted bear. So you got a bullet head
no,
hole in your head.
Oh,
that's
guys.
Really graphic.
Well, you just said you like scary and
no,
blood.
No, I get it. What about axe to the bear's head? Mm-hmm.
But that's different than a... Okay.
Well, I would say the bullet in the head is a little more real.
Yeah.
Axe
put a
is
hole
a little
in
more
my head.
Cartoonish. You could do that. Yeah, go with some sort of bloody bear.
Okay.
So you both are satisfied.
Because, yeah, Halloween's about to be scary. And the bear, I don't know.
Up we'll next. As a kid... Caused a lot of trouble on Halloween. Now he's just tired. All right, here he is, Lunchbox.
I look back on Halloween and I'm still mad at myself for, I mean, what is it, 25 years later since I've been trick-or-treating. And there was one house in my neighborhood that every year they gave out a penny to every single kid that knocked on the door. And every year I was like, maybe this year it's going to change. And I would still knock on that
stupid... Why would they do that?
I don't know.
As a joke?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't like this is back in the 1920s during the Great Depression and a penny could get you a shake and a burger.
It could literally get you nothing.
Uh-huh.
And literally every year I still went to that house hoping it was going to change. And every year it was a penny. And I was like, why do I waste my time with this house? And here I am at 41 years old and I still think about that house every Halloween and how I wasted valuable time of getting candy at that dumb house.
Well, I guess my counterpoint is you will stop or you will walk even 50 feet if you see a penny on the ground now and pick it up.
Yep.
That's true. When Halloween, that was back before. I mean, Halloween was all about candy.
It's back before you were broke?
Yes. Free candy. I wasn't worried about money then. Then I was worried about candy, candy, candy.
That was your currency.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, if you see kids walking, they're not real trick-or-treaters. If you're not running door to door, you're not taking advantage of Halloween.
Are you like the people that go, that ain't country?
Yeah.
You're like, that ain't a trick-or-treater.
Yeah.
You're just old and washed up now. So
you're
going
to see 3- and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds walking slow. Once you get to 6 years old, you should be sprinting door to door.
Up next, she has a 15-year-old who I guess we'll hear later on today what she decided for her Halloween costume. Because I know that was a bit of controversy. Here she is, Amy, everybody. Woo.
Okay, so there was a Halloween. I was probably 8 years old, and I fell off my bike the day before and got a black eye and a sprained wrist. And then I thought, well, what in the world am I going to be for Halloween now? So I went as someone that got beat up. I don't know what. I just was thinking about this the other day because I also have a dimple in one of my cheeks and my side of my face, and it's from that bike accident where a rock went into my cheek as well. So that's a Halloween memory for me, is the day that I got the dimple.
The day you got jumped as a Halloween costume.
Wow.
I know. I just had nothing else to go as.
And setting me up, here is Chris from the voicemail.
He's the radio morning show godfather, the country music shot caller. He's the NBA 2K baller, raised in the mountain pine holler. Wow. 6'1", maybe even taller. He's the singer, songwriter, and honorary doctor, the man who needs no proctor. It's Bobby Bones!
All right. Wow. All right. You know, sometimes we have to go back and look at our past and wonder, was that the appropriate thing? And so when it comes to Halloween, here's a costume that I once wore that I wonder now if that picture got out, if it'd be cancelable. Now, there was no face paint. I didn't do it. But I did go as Michael Jackson.
Interesting.
Uh-oh. Right. And so I had the full, it was Michael Jackson, like, shiny black, like, top, long sleeve, one glove, hat that he pulls down over his eyes, black paint. I mean, the whole thing.
Okay.
But will I someday... Well, if this picture surfaces, be canceled because I went as Michael Jackson on Halloween. And if so, I'm going to make sure not to send that picture to Legacy Box. And I'm going to burn it. But it actually popped up somewhere like, oh, this day because it's Halloween. Is Michael Jackson a cancelable Halloween costume? Lunchbox.
No. Why Amy? Would it be cancelable?
Well, we know why.
We know what he's done.
Yes, Amy.
No, I think you're okay. Yeah, you're good.
Eddie?
You're Michael Jackson, the king of pop. You're not Michael Jackson, the bad dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you're fine. I think it's okay.
But was he ever convicted of anything?
Nah,
so
but
we
come
can't
on.
Say he was a bad
he
dude.
He lost in the civil trial. Because OJ also wasn't convicted of anything.
I'm sure there's
Do you
people...
say OJ's a bad dude?
You OJ, can't say that.
OJ a little different.
Well, yeah. And I think there's some unfair stuff against Michael Jackson.
Yes, that's what
there's
I...
There's also some really weird stuff about Michael Jackson.
Questionable stuff, but...
Then why are we worried about being canceled or
because,
not? Because it's stuff out there.
Well, yeah, because the cancel culture is dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
No, dude, you're good.
We're
you're good.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Welcome to the show. It's Halloween, obviously. We're glad you're here.
Bobby Bones. Happy Halloween.
It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones. I need some help with my life. My boyfriend and I broke up last week. It's been a long time coming, but it still hurts very much. However, my question is, we live together and are a few months into our year-long lease, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. I moved in with my parents the first week, but can't do that. I've been on my own too long to move back in with them, but neither one of us can afford our house on our own, and we also cannot get out of the lease. Do we live in separate parts of the house? He offered that, but that would only work for a little bit. I just don't know what I'm going to do. What would be your advice? Thank you for making me laugh every single day. I love y'all so much. Signed, don't move in without a ring.
Oh.
Yeah, that's tough because the first thing you go is you try to get out as fast as you can. But if you simply can't afford it and you're both on the lease, there are... some sacrifices that you're going to have to make one way or the other, either financially or personally. So that's difficult. So let's just say they don't have the money, right?
Okay.
They just don't. They can't. Because the first thing you do is you post on one of these sites, go, we need a roommate to fill half of this. but you have to work together because you can't, you have to decide who's going to stay in the house. And you have to go through the roommate process together to make sure you don't stick in with somebody that's a weirdo. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit of teamwork. You don't want to be a team with this person. You just decided you're not going to be a teammate with this person. But that's option one, is to find a roommate. Option two is you find two people to move into the house, or one person to take the whole mortgage. Ooh, and rent the house and pay the whole thing. But that's going to take time. That's 30 days at least.
Yeah.
So there's more of living with your parents and having to pay, or there's more. The answer to this is there's not going to be an easy solution. It's a hard thing you had to do in breaking up. It's going to be a hard thing you have to do in digging out of this mess. It can be done. Weaker people have gone through harder things and come out just fine. You can get one roommate with somebody. You can get two roommates or one rich roommate to take over a family, take over the house. Or you can live in different parts of the house. That's going to be messy because you're going to see each other. There are going to be fights. There may be a random hookup, which will make it messy again. It may be messy for, let's say there's 8 months left on the lease. If you start dating other people, then either you have to hide them from the house.
Oh, man.
It's all kind of gross and weird. So what I would say is you just try to find somebody to lease the house and you stay at your parents for a couple weeks, or you get back to the house for a couple weeks. I think you try to find somebody to take that bill and you cover that lease with somebody subleasing it from you.
You know, we had family friends, they got divorced and they lived in the same house for like 20 more years. I don't think they're around anymore.
And good for them. And
I don't know how they did that.
Because of the kids?
It's possible. No, all the kids were out of the house. It was just them two and they lived together but divorced.
Probably with an understanding. And probably spent a whole lot of time together over many, many years to know how to get to that understanding. This is a boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fairly new.
So a lot more raw and immature probably.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, just young. So I'm going to go, those are your options, but I think the best option is to try to get somebody to take over the whole lease and everybody move out.
Yeah, and I'd be thankful that you have parents that are willing to take you back in and know that that's temporary. I know you're like, I've been out on my own for far too long to go back to my parents, but look at that as a temporary thing. Just to get you through this and know that it's not forever, and how cool that you have parents that you can go stay with them if you need to.
How cool that you have parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not to be Debbie Downer, but
it was tough.
Yeah, Bobby and I don't have parents.
I didn't have parents ever.
Oh, yeah.
Who moved back in with their parents ever?
I did.
Three.
Shout out.
I didn't go back. I stayed with him for a while.
Oh, that's what
when
I
left, I left.
Oh, look at you four.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Eddie's just rewarding it.
No, I never went back to live with my parents.
But once how long I left, did you stay with them?
Oh, like 4 more years after I graduated.
Okay.
Like 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So oh, boy. So, I don't know what's worse, moving back or never leaving. Like, because when you're 18, that's the first thing you want to do.
I think never leaving is worse.
I do, too.
Because at least when you move out, you're like, I'm going to tackle. Because it's always okay to go tackle and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And reload. That's great.
I agree.
But never.
To even try to tackle?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I was trying to tackle.
Boo-boo.
I was trying to.
Boo-boo, you okay?
I'm good. Once I left, I was gone.
Okay, well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're 50, dude.
Hey, come on.
Oh, that's
not
funny.
That old.
That's what we say. Good luck with that. It's a tough situation. It's going to be tough regardless. There is no easy answer, but try to find somebody to take over the whole lease. And if you need to go live with your parents for a little bit while you do it, go do it. Okay, that's it. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Happy Halloween.
This guy woke up and he had a $39,000 Uber charge. Oh. You thought your water bill was bad.
Yeah, how does that happen?
The Uber ride he'd taken home cost $39,000. Usually it was $12, but now it's a mess up in the system. And so it accidentally charged him $39,000. But for a minute there, you probably freak out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go, I'm never getting this money back. How am I getting this money back?
I don't think my credit card would let that go through.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I get a fraud for like $11 at the Atlanta airport.
Right, exactly.
It's like somebody's buying cashews in the Atlanta airport. Like,
is this
yeah,
you?
That's me. This guy got $39,000 through. That's crazy. Hey, Morgan, what happened to you at Walmart?
Well, I was just minding my business, doing some grocery shopping, and I see a guy kind of running through an aisle, and he has an air fryer in a grocery cart, and then he just runs out the front door, just gone.
Oh, he stole the air fryer.
Yeah. And all the alarms start beeping, going off, but nobody ran after him.
Was he rolling the cart? Or
yeah. He was rolling a cart. It had an air fryer. I don't know why he didn't just carry it, but he had a grocery cart, and he had the air fryer in it, and he literally just straight up, like, ran out the door with it.
Did they yell. They didn't run after him, obviously.
Not a single person ran after him. I saw like the greeter kind of take down some notes. That was it. And then I see him get in his car and he just drove away.
Did he have any sort of disguise on?
No.
Hat pulled low?
He was in all black, but he didn't have anything on his face.
Yes, yeah. That's what they
Somebody
do.
Comes in looking like a cat burglar. You're like, I got a feeling this guy's going to steal something. But he just ran out. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Did the alarms go off?
The alarms went off and everything. That's why I was like, oh, maybe he was just like in a hurry. No, he definitely stole because he just kept going.
I want to say this first. I get it. Air fryers are awesome.
They're the best.
They're the best. Who knew I could even make stuff? And so I do. You can put peaches in there. You can do salmon. You literally just go open it, little lid, lay it in there, put some parchment paper down, shut it, done.
You can put anything in there.
Anything. You can cook it all. I probably steal one.
I don't even understand what it is.
It just cooks it using air, hot air. Remember the George Foreman grill, how that revolutionized cooking?
Yeah.
Idiots like me. This is what the air fryer does now.
So I need to get one of those.
Yes.
You can make anything. It's crazy.
It's faster, too.
We do peaches. We grill peaches. You do the peaches, and we cut them up, and you do a little drizzle on them, put a little almond on them. You got a pretty healthy snack. It's amazing. But we shouldn't steal, right, guys?
No.
Yeah, and you know why you put it in the cart, though, Morgan? That way, if anybody gets in his way, you can ram them.
Really?
It's a lot easier to... Boom!
How do you know that?
I worked in the industry, guys.
The industry of stealing?
Cart boy.
Yeah, I was a cart guy. There was a guy that had three times at my Sam's Club, came in, put a big screen TV on a flatbed, and went out the back door. Like an emergency exit, and had someone waiting right there.
Three times? After time two, they didn't have someone going, no. All right, Jonathan's here again.
No, third time they caught him. Tried to come back, and I got him.
Did you work loss prevention?
No, I did not, but I've seen people get tackled. I've chased a couple thefts before and got in trouble.
But you didn't work loss prevention.
I know, but it was just this one couple came in. They opened the laundry detergent, were sticking things inside the laundry detergent and trying to just walk out. And I chased them all the way through the parking lot, through the Hooters parking lot, Burlington Coat Factory, up into the woods. And Joel got stung by two bees when we were chasing them.
Classic Joel, am I right?
And we got in trouble for chasing them.
You get fired?
No. But they were like, what are you thinking?
But were they like that? But really, they were like, thank you?
No, they were like, you could have got shot. And I was like, well, Joel, that was Joel's idea.
Was it scary to you?
Yeah, well, I kind of looked around to see if anybody was going to do anything about it. And everybody then just went about their business like it was totally normal.
Probably is kind of normal.
Yeah, happens a lot.
Two things I want to say. One, air fryers are awesome. I get it. But two, don't steal, right, guys?
Yeah, no, don't steal.
Yeah, don't steal. Don't steal.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
There's a 12-year-old kid named Arsh Pal. He is from Iowa, and he is using his artwork to raise awareness and money for St. Jude. He started painting 4 years ago. He set a goal to use his art to raise $1,000 for the hospital. He blew way past that. He's now raised over $15,000 for St. Jude. Earlier this year, he was recognized. And here's Arsh talking about selling his paintings for a good cause.
Originally, my first goal was raising $1,000 for St. Jude Research Hospital. And everybody kind of doubted me because I was so young. But when I did raise $1,000, everybody was surprised.
Yeah, good for this kid. Cool. I tell you, I think back about some of the dumb things I've asked of really cool people. And he was so nice to do it, but we were way early on in our show here. And I was like, let's just see what we can get away with. And I asked Keith Urban, I said, hey, will you do a painting and we auction off for St. Jude? Just go to your house and paint something, like a detailed painting. And he did. He was so nice to do
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
And then we auctioned it off and it made, I don't even remember, but I remember thinking, oh, that's cool. But now I look back going, I asked Keith Urban to go home, buy paint, buy supplies, sit at a canvas, paint. He did. Then we auctioned it off.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
What was I thinking? And what a good dude Keith Urban is.
Yeah.
To do it.
There's a few of those I look back and go, I'm just embarrassed by the crazy things that I did and asked of people way early on. But Keith Urban is the best. Arsh Pal, you're the best. And all of you listeners that are partners in Hope with us, you're the best. We'll do it again coming up in December so you can renew or be a partner in Hope for the first time. But we love St. Jude on this show. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Halloween.
Let's go over to the phones and talk to Matt, who lives in North Carolina. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, so I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on something, if I'm being ridiculous or not. So me and my wife have been together about 5 years, married two. And her email still has her ex-husband's last name in it, and I keep trying to get her to change it. And she's not 100% against it, but she keeps saying it's going to be a pain to change it. So she's not in a hurry and feel like she keeps pushing it off. Am I being ridiculous for keep pushing her to do it, or should I just stop?
Yeah, I'd probably be pushing her to do it too. And I think this is one of those that you take for the team if you're her. And she could think it's not that big of a deal. But if it means that much to you, I think she owes it to you to change it. And yes, it's a pain in the butt. You can also do things like email forwarding. So people that email that address can go to the new email. So I do not think you're ridiculous. And yeah, it'll be a little problem. You got to go change all the stuff. You got to change the Netflix. Got to change all the stuff. But I think if it's her ex-husband's last name, and then that's bothering you, you have to change it. I think you have to change it. Eddie, what do you think?
Yeah, you got
to
get rid of that name. I mean, especially if it makes him feel bad. Like, don't even mess with it. Hey, look, it's tough to get your car registration. It's a lot of work. New driver's license, but we got to do it. So, yes, get rid of that name.
Change your name when you get married. That's tough. I heard how annoying that was for my wife. She's like, damn, this is a lot harder than you thought it would be.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to do it. So I'm on your team, Matt. Lunchbox, what do you think?
Oh, got to change it. Listen, man. And she says, oh, it's going to be difficult. You know what else is difficult? Giving her gas money. Sorry, honey. It's just going to take a little while. You know.
How do you know she doesn't have a job?
I'm just saying. Usually the guy brings home the bacon. Oh, okay. You know, honey, you know, you want dinner? Oh, sorry, it's going to take a while, honey. I don't know if I'm going to be able to feed you tonight. So, you know, there's things that take a while. She needs to change it or she can go sleep out in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Boy, Lunchbox went hard three different places that I do not agree with.
Or she can go sleep at that ex-husband's. If you want that last name, hey, go over there.
There you go. Now, that I think is funny. But the whole I'm not going to feed you or I'm not going to give you gas money when we don't even know if she needs him to give her. Hey, Matt, does your wife have a job?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, of course she does. Oh. Okay. Amy, last one. Do you agree with us?
Yes, but I would say it's okay. It's daunting. You're going through a lot. And if for her, she's like, okay, it's an email. But I like Bobby's idea of maybe creating a new one and just forwarding it. So it's really not that big of a deal.
I change phones. I'm still Bobby Two Phones occasionally. And you know what was tough? Moving everybody over from that phone to that phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
And every once in a while, I check that phone number one, and I see a message, and, you know, maybe I move over to my new life, maybe I don't. But it was tough, but I did it. So, yes, Matt, we are all on your team. We think be gentle.
Yes.
Yeah, be nice about it. Even say, hey, is there any chance you could do it by the end of the year?
By
New Year's Day. That way you're not pushing her to do it right now, but just let her know it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Or I might have to take Lunchbox with approach. I kind of like that one.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Now you're
This is what happens. Oh, now she's sleeping in the car. It's a whole thing.
Doesn't have gas.
Yeah. All right, Matt, you're not ridiculous. Thank you for the call. Have that conversation with her, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. There he is, Matt in North Carolina. Probably something the wife doesn't think about until he says something, and then probably doesn't think it cuts him as much as it probably does.
Happy Halloween.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
You guys see the story about the two guys that went to pick up their daughter from school? And they got to her and they're like, no, I'm her dad. No, I'm her dad.
No.
Crazy. Excuse me?
How do you think that happened, Lunchbox? Just play it out in your head.
So two dudes show up at school.
Two men came to, pick up a girl, 5-year-old girl. And they're like, hey, that's my daughter.
Oh, my gosh. So it had to be a scamming woman telling two different dudes that they had a daughter.
That's it.
That's really good.
That's it. The girl's mom had told both men they were the dad, but her trick was exposed when a former friend sent both men to pick up the girl, the friend, which led to a violent attack by one of the dads against the lying mom. Mm.
Oh, well, that's
Can you imagine being told that you're someone's dad and you're not?
Yeah.
Or someone else, and you find out she's telling somebody else that they're the dad of your kid. Both of those. Bizarre. Bizarre situations. The men had both been listed as the young girl's emergency contact. And they arrived at the school at the same time to take the kid home. They both looked at each other, and the dad was like, why are you checking my child out? Who are you? And he was like, who are you? What do you mean? I'm her dad. I'm checking her child out. Ugh. This girl's like, I got two dads. I had none.
Poor girl.
Oh, that's what you think.
I'm getting jealous of her. I'm like, man, some people have all the luck.
So who gets to take her?
The real dad.
But who's the real dad?
So the school principal, they called the mom to come up to the to the school and be like, hey, what's up? So when the mom got to the school, one of the men ran to the parking lot, started yelling at her about the other man and going, you need to explain what's going on here. Then he hit her. The police arrived on the scene. One of the men was arrested. The other was taken by EMS. I mean, this is like an episode of Cops from back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
So she knew who the real dad was?
All this time, the baby is 5, and the mom's been telling both of these men that they were the dad, and they never knew. They never ran at each other, and they didn't say who the real dad was,
crazy
even in the story.
She kept up with it for New York Post. Long.
Yeah, I wonder what the get was. Money?
Stability? I mean, school pickup is brutal. Like, it's hard. Like
Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah.
The other one only did Tuesday, Thursday? That's a crazy story, huh?
Yeah.
One of those dads was not her dad.
No.
What if there's a
I mean, they might. Neither one of them might be the dad.
Right.
Oh!
I know.
Plot twist.
Right.
You're right, too.
Mari.
Because if she can do that. Oh, Jerry.
Mari.
Mari.
They don't yell Mari.
No one chanted Mari.
Mari Povich was a person, but no one yelled Mari.
But he's the one that would say, you're the father.
No, he would say, there's a 99.9%
Ricky Lake.
Oprah.
Jenny Jones.
Okay, whatever. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
That's sad situation.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Have a happy Halloween.
This is Frog ATX from Austin.
Been listening for 18 years. Gotta say, Bobby, I don't know if it's you or my dad. Y'all are right up there in a tie for heroes. My dad's a retired fire chief now, been a firefighter his whole life, so it's kind of hard to beat that. But I've converted about 9 to 10 people to listening. They know all the "tell me something good." They, you know, "hey, what's the morning corny?" You know, so just wanted to let you know, big part of people's lives, and thanks for what you do, man.
Couple things. One, I love a yawn in the middle of it.
Yeah, he's sleepy.
That means he's comfortable. He's like a friend. He's hanging out. "What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? We good?"
Two, I don't compare to your dad. He's a firefighter. I come in here and try to be mildly funny through the morning. But I appreciate that call. Thanks for listening for 18 years. That's also crazy that we've been able to do this for that long. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Should Halloween be a candy free-for-all? And I'm sure a lot of parents are dealing with their kids having all this candy, and you maybe try to limit it.
I don't understand the question. Should, if your kid goes and gets candy, they just be able to go crazy?
Yes.
No, I don't think a kid should ever just be able to go crazy straight up for just universally. I think if you have a kid that you often allow to have a lot, I think it's kid by kid, right?
Yeah, I think you have to know your kids, but a parenting expert is saying that don't put too high of a restriction on the candy because then they'll start to value it more. So if you limit it and be like, then they'll be like, "oh, I want the candy more. This candy must be so important."
Yeah, I hear you though. I had no limits. I was a no limit soldier when it came to candy. Ate it all the time, and look at me now, same as an adult. Yeah, I just want it all the time.
Nothing changed.
Nonstop. Yeah. Maybe you give them like a time limit. All right, we're home. For 20 minutes, you can have all the candy you want.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, yeah. And she recommends just relax and remember that they may eat a lot of sweets on Halloween or the days after, but it's not how they always eat. So just
unless you're me.
Embrace the season.
I always eat like that. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of Halloween, maybe after today, you're going to be done with your pumpkins, especially the ones that you carved or whatever.
We have rotten ones outside.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. So before they either get rotten or maybe the pigs can even eat the rotten ones.
The pigs?
What
pigs?
You can donate your leftover pumpkins to help feed the pigs.
You should have said that before the pigs can eat them. She just randomly comes out, "oh, the pigs can eat them." Yeah. What pigs?
There's farms all over America that would gladly take your pumpkins and it could really help them out. You can Google pig farms in your area, and then you can find out where you can go drop them off. In Kentucky, they got a website called pumpkinsforpigs.com. So maybe every state has something like that. I don't know. I just thought it was a cool way to, you know, give back to the pigs.
They need giving maybe back.
I feel like there should be. In the arms of an angel.
All pigs. It's
this pig could use your pumpkin. For the price of one Halloween pumpkin, you too can feed a pig.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, what else?
Reddit users have proclaimed that Dolly Parton is the best thing about America. She's a national treasure. She's pretty much the best thing we got going for us.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that. What's the best thing about America?
Freedom.
Well, let's not be actual literal.
Okay. Oh, not literal, but yeah.
Like our founding fathers, freedom. Yeah, but like something like Dolly Parton. Like something that's fun.
Yeah.
Because freedom, lunchbox, I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, football. For
okay,
sure.
American football. American football. Amy?
I can leave that one. Well, Tom Hanks.
That's great.
Okay.
Right? Because you just sat down with Rita Wilson. It makes me think of them as a couple.
Okay, Tom Hanks. Lunchbox, what do you have?
The Challenge and Survivor. But they have those countries now, huh?
MTV.
But that's
American. But it can be rooted in America.
Yeah, those are rooted. They started here, mm-hmm. I think. I think Survivor started here, I hope.
I'm going to go with New York cheesecake.
That's American.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't get enough. I'd have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, I know what I like.
What?
Freedom fries.
Those are French fries. Okay. But French fries were created in America.
Oh, Tex-Mex.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pizza. We just keep going farther and farther off. Chinese food.
Disney?
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I know it's global now, but.
Razorbacks.
Yeah, that's American.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, but maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this month, a great grandmother named Miss Faye. She's 76 years old, lives in Oakland, California, and she saw a car kind of rolling down the street, kind of creeping a little bit, and then all of a sudden a man jumped out and attacked her elderly neighbor trying to steal her bag. So Miss Faye ran towards the car with her cane over her head and started beating the man and was calling for her German Shepherd, Troy, to come and help her. Then she took a swing at the car, even as he was like hopping in trying to get away, because he's like, well, shoot, I didn't know this was going to happen to me. And I mean, the whole thing was caught on someone's doorbell cam. So the footage is amazing. And then Miss Faye just wants to encourage everyone to watch out for their neighbors.
Well, just try to be neighborly, help, watch out for your neighbors and watch out for the surroundings, even for your personal self. Because so many things has been happening lately.
Good for Miss Faye, although she's 80. Luckily, Miss Faye didn't get laid out.
It didn't stop her, though. She
no, I know. I'm just saying.
With a cane.
But she could have broke a hip.
It also sounds like that guy was like, I'm not going to hit a old lady. He's just going to steal a purse, not hit a lady. Oh. It's like someone who will steal a car, but there's a baby, and like, well, I'm out. I'll jump out of the car. So I have a lot of confused emotions here. Mm-hmm. One, Miss Faye, I like. Good for her.
That's awesome.
But I would just say, don't do that again, Miss Faye, because most times that ain't going to turn out good for you. But I like it. She saved the lady's purse. And then that criminal. No doubt he could have beat up Miss Faye, but he didn't.
So good for him.
So
good
for him. I like that he has limits.
You know, maybe, maybe he has limits.
It's always good to know.
He's got a heart somewhere.
Yeah, I love a good criminal with a heart. And in the end, good was done. Miss Faye, good by you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Happy Halloween.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Let's get over to Amy with, I think, the final Halloween morning corny of the year. Is that right, Amy?
Yes, it is.
And then we go to Thanksgiving. Those are a struggle.
And then, then we get to Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Those
are a little easier. Yeah, that's a little easier for jokes. Okay, let's go. Final Halloween corny.
The morning corny.
How do witches play loud music?
How do witches play loud music?
On their broom boxes.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny for a kid that lived in the 80s or 90s.
Right,
huh?
It's dated for sure.
It's tough.
That's us.
Boom boxes.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. And our broom boxes. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough.
Bobby Bones. Happy Halloween.
All right, the question is, what are the most popular Halloween candies in America? 10,000 people were asked. We have the top 10 answers on the board. Hey, Scuba. Eddie is playing for Liz. If Eddie wins, what does Liz win?
She gets a $100 Sonic gift card, plus, because it's Halloween, a Trivial Pursuit Halloween edition.
Nice, which we can send it to her, and it'll be after Halloween.
Yes,
and then she can have it for next year.
Or play it all year.
Perfect timing, yes. Okay, Eddie, top 10 answers on the board. Top 10 candies in America, what do you have?
Okay, here we go. Let's start with the most obvious, the Kit Kat.
All right, Eddie says Kit Kat, top 10 answers on the board. Show me Kit Kat.
What? What? No, it's the most obvious.
That was the worst first guess.
No, that's the best candy out there.
No one's missed on the first guess with the first roll.
What on?
Eddie rolled the dice and went first.
Wow.
Amy, you are up. Top 10 candies in America. Let's go, Halloween candies.
All right, Snickers.
Show us Snickers.
That was easy.
How's that on there?
It's at number 8.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Wow, number 8.
Love it. Love to see it. Love to see it. Let's go Reese's.
That's it.
Show her Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah.
Okay.
Number 1 answer.
Now I'm out.
Let's go M&M's.
M&M's.
Oh, good.
Number 3.
She's on
okay,
a roll.
So far we've just named some chocolates, but why not go Skittles?
Skittles. Number 2.
Okay, well, how about them Starbursts?
Starburst! Number 4.
Oh.
This is embarrassing.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Now.
What?
There are 5 answers off the board. Amy's gotten 1 through 4. Ugh. 1's peanut butter cups, Reese's. Number 2, Skittles. Number 3, M&M's. Number 4, Starburst. And then she has number 8, Snickers. A total of 18 points. A lot of points still on the board. Amy, back over to you.
Yeah, I'm having to eliminate some of my favorite candies because I don't think they're America's. Twix?
She says Twix. I love a good Twix bar. Halloween candies. Is Twix on there?
Dang.
If Kit Kat wasn't on there, Twix wasn't going to be on there.
Lunchbox, you're the end of round one.
Yeah, man, I'm struggling now.
What? You haven't guessed.
I know, but she took all... I mean, she went down my list and just knocked them all off, so I'm stuck. You know what? Give me Payday.
Show him Payday.
No. No way, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. Let's go. I got some.
Wait, are you laughing?
Business.
You had the number 1 overall pick and got 0. Okay.
Eddie, round 2. Remember, round 3 points are doubled.
That's what I was waiting for.
Dude, this is huge.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is an unpopular opinion, but it's got to be on the list. Give me candy corn.
Oh, that's good.
Candy corn.
For Halloween trick or treat.
Probably for 30 points.
I hate it, so I didn't put it.
Really disappointed.
Most popular Halloween candies. Eddie says candy corn.
Let's go.
Yeah. Number 10.
Yeah, my wife loves that crap.
Okay.
It is number 10.
I'm in trouble.
Eddie, you're back in the game.
Dang it.
How specific do I need to be?
There are four answers on the board.
Let's just go generic. Lollipops. Do I need to be specific?
Is this 1920?
Right.
A lollipop?
Lollipop.
No, I'm not giving you that. All right, next. Amy?
I mean, I have so many things on my list, but okay. Let's go. Just like a Hershey's bar. Chocolate.
A Hershey's bar.
That was
Lunchbox?
You know what I like? I've never had this, I don't think. But give me that Milk Me Way.
Whoa,
Milky
whoa,
Way.
Whoa, whoa.
Milk Me Way? Milk Me Way. Milky Way.
Hey, he went with Milk Me Way.
He Milk did. Me Way.
I don't even know what that
but
is.
But now I'm confused because it's Milky Way on there.
It's not.
That's okay. The same thing.
Okay, so, Eddie, points are doubled. You're only down 8 points anyway, but you're going to have to really nail it here. There are four answers on the board. There's a lot of points on the board.
Okay.
The answers off the board, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Skittles, M&M's, and Starburst, and Snickers and Candy Corn. Still four answers left. What are the most popular Halloween candies?
Oh, this is crazy. It just came to me. It's always in there, and we're like, oh, it's like when you eat the whole bucket, it's what's left. Give me Tootsie Rolls. Lots of Tootsie Rolls.
But that's why they're left.
Yeah, but they're still.
I like Tootsie
Rolls.
But I mean,
rolls. It might be on
Let
there.
Me see that Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, Tootsie Roll. Come
Tootsie
on, bro.
That's a good one.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, okay. On to my personal favorite, since I've been avoiding it.
Bitto Honey.
That is one of my faves, but I'm going to go Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
What the?
Lunchbox.
You got nothing.
What's up, man?
You can still win it.
I know I can.
All you need is one. You get the number 9 when it's there. It's worth double.
Right, right. I mean, golly.
This is crazy.
You want to talk it out here?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's one that people hand out, but I don't know anybody that likes them. It's Smarties. I don't think they're any good. Oh, they're there. Baby Ruth is another one that is someone likes.
Someone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she said Hershey bar.
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't say Hershey kiss, because that's another popular one.
I said Hershey chocolate.
You said Hershey bar. Hershey chocolate, yeah.
Yeah. And then also, she said Reese's cups. She didn't say Reese's pieces. So, I'm going to go, gosh. You know what I need? I need a kiss. Give me Hershey Kiss.
Show him Hershey Kiss.
Yes! Oh, my goodness! Let's go!
That was worth 7. That's double. 14.
Oh, man!
So, Lunchbox, you get one more, you win. There's 3 answers on the board.
Go with Baby Ruth. That was a good one.
Hey, you're out, bud. You be quiet.
Go with Peanut Brittle, Papaw.
What is Peanut Brittle? Oh, Peanut Brittle is that one, the nuts and thing, uh-huh. Right?
Or what about an apple?
Peanuts.
Go with a toothbrush.
Yeah.
People do that crap.
No, it can't be that.
All right, Lunchbox, we need an answer.
It can't be Laffy Taffy.
How about that Laffy Taffy?
Laffy Taffy.
We need an answer, Lunchbox.
Hey,
all right. For the win.
Smarty Pants!
What?
Smarties!
Smarties.
Smarties!
Okay.
No, I know it. Nestle's Crunch.
No.
I had Nestle's
Crunch.
Crunch.
Is it over?
It's been over for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Sweet Tarts.
Jolly Rancher.
Milk Duds.
Okay, hold on. Everybody relax.
Whoppers.
The number 5 answer was Hot Tamales.
No.
The number 6 answer was Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Eddie, I'd have given you this next one when you said Tootsie Rolls, but Ray chose not to give it to you.
What?
It's Tootsie Pops.
That's a Tootsie Roll.
It's not.
I guess it's not.
It's a Tootsie Roll in a pop. He's still buzzing.
Yeah. So our winner is Amy. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. But our winner is not Liz.
I know. I feel bad about that.
I
do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Good job, Amy. Eddie, come on.
Liz, I'm sorry.
I mean, why don't we get Liz's number? We'll call her back for another game next time we play and give her another chance.
Okay.
Because the attorneys will not let us give her a prize because she didn't win it. So, Scuba, can you get her number and save it?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Liz. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
Liz.
Happy
Halloween.
Uh-huh. You know what to do next time.
Amy, stop.
What does she do next time?
Oh, pick me.
Okay, there you go.
Bobby Bones.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Here's a voicemail from Tommy and Brianna in Virginia.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
We've got a question for you.
When is the appropriate time to start decorating for Christmas?
Love the show.
Love the show.
Right now. Right now. Right now.
Already?
How about it? Today's Halloween. After Halloween, you can do whatever you want. And anyone that judges you, they just hate themselves.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not going to decorate this early, but I got no problem with it. You want to start throwing some Christmas stuff up? Merry
Go
Christmas.
For it. Yeah.
Christmas makes people happier. Why do I get mad people are happier?
Christmas exactly. Movies are already showing.
Let's go. Yeah. Today, right now. Well, let tonight happen. Tomorrow, it's time for Christmas, everybody.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's right. We're just here to make people feel good. Speaking of that, we're going to do two personal Tell Me Something Goods. Okay, these have to do with us specifically. Amy, you're up first.
Well, every year these emails sneak up on me ever since we adopted kids from Haiti, Stevenson and Stashira. And it's crazy to think that it's now been 5 years because I got the 5-year email update. And that's what we have to submit, like this whole package full of photos and answer all these questions. And it's to our adoption agency and just everybody making sure that the kids are still good and everything. And I can't believe we're submitting the 5-year one.
5 years.
Yeah, that's great, Amy. That's
awesome. I mean, it's been about 10-year process.
Yeah, because it took us about 5 years to go through the whole adoption process in
Crazy.
Haiti. And then, yeah. 10 years total. Wow.
Crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lunchbox heard you were going to do one, so then he raised his hand and said he had one he wanted to do as well.
Oh, good.
Which is often how this works with him. What is yours, Lunchbox?
This is a win for America and all the women out there. There's a coffee shop in Everett, Washington, where the chicks are in bikinis serving coffee. They're baristas in bikinis. And so the city made a law back in 2017 saying, oh, wait a minute, hold on. That violates the law. You can't wear anything that shows your shoulder blades, your legs, anything like that. So the barista sued him in court, and the court said, you know what? The women can serve coffee in their bikinis. Woo!
Wait a minute, hold on. So Amy did hers about adopting children for 5 years.
Wow.
And then you said, I have one. We thought it would be...
No, this is
that's
huge.
That's it.
This is discriminatory to the women because the law said that drink peddlers from they can't show their stomachs, backs below the shoulder blades, and the top 3 inches of their legs below the buttocks. And they didn't say anything about health concerns. They said it would have a adverse impact on minors and exploitation of the women. And the women said, we are suing you in court, and they win. So, baby, get your bikini on, and let's go get some coffee.
I think we're happy for different reasons.
Yeah, but I think he should be happy because this means men could probably also do Speedos.
There's no men at this coffee shop in Speedos, but what I'm saying is
they
tried to ban these women.
No, we know what you're saying.
These
and
women
I like it.
Fought back.
We don't want it. I love it. I love that they won. I just think we'd like it for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. So Everett, Washington, if you're up that way, stop by the barista parlor with the women in the bikinis.
Okay.
That's a win for America, right?
That is a win for America and women.
And that's a personal tell me something good for a lunchbox. Wow. Okay, you heard it here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Halloween.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
A Washington, D.C. woman says the city is refusing to drop all 10 unresolved parking tickets in her name, even after her vehicle was stolen. The people who stole it got all the tickets.
Oh, no. They shouldn't do that.
So it was tickets worth about $2,000 all in. Catherine Brenner is also facing over $7,000 in damages done by the vandal. But they're like, tickets in your name. Your car was parked here illegally. And she's like, my car was stolen illegally. Ugh. Why am I being ticketed for this? They did take a couple off.
Just to be nice.
Yeah, it's still left over the bunch on there. This is from WUSA 9. So she contested it forever, and the DC DMV took 4 off, but there's still 5
That's crazy.
Left they will not remove.
That's like when they stole my Jeep. They called me like, we found it. Come and get it. And I show up. They're like, all right, it's in the impound, so you got to pay $500 to get it out. I'm like, what? They stole my Jeep. I got to pay to get it back?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That at least there was somebody else who had done work that needed to be compensated, right?
The tow truck people.
This is just the government going, or the city going.
Crazy.
It's going highlight, delete. That's it. Highlight, delete. That's it. Dan and Shay's Shay Mooney reveals an almost 50-pound weight loss. Quote, I completely changed my lifestyle. The Dan and Shay singer, 30 years old, shared on his stories Thursday that he's lost nearly 50 pounds in the last 5 months after refocusing on his diet and adding a walking and weight training routine to his schedule.
Oh boy.
That is from People Magazine. I saw the before and after pictures. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know that... Have we seen Shay? We've seen Shay, haven't we?
Maybe... Not.
Yeah, in the last few months, 3 months maybe.
I thought so too. I don't know. I don't really see anybody. I mean, I saw Dan like 4 nights ago, but I guess I haven't seen Shane. But 50 pounds, good job, buddy. If you're healthy, that's great. Former NFL star Chad Johnson, also known as Ocho Cinco back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Is leading by example. So he went to an IHOP and left a $1,000 tip at this International House of Pancakes near the University of Tennessee. So his bill totaled $14. He left a $1,000 tip on a $14 bill.
That's awesome.
Wow. He wrote, it's my first time in the Ville, Knoxville. Going to the game tonight, but I don't know the Rocky Top song. And then left $1,000. New York Post. What do you think about that, Lunchbox?
I feel like he's one of those guys that's going to go broke because he's one that would used to put out, hey, I'm going to be at this movie theater. Everybody, I'm going to buy the whole theater. Show up and you get a ticket. And I'm like, how does he have this much money? He didn't make that much money in the NFL.
He didn't make a lot of money in the NFL, but I agree. He must have somebody good running his finances or somebody bad running his finances, which would be him. But he probably made, what, 30 or 40 million?
I guess he made 49 million.
Oh, well, then $1,000 tip's
no,
okay.
No, no, no. Guys, if you're doing a $1,000 tip every place you go.
He's not doing it every place he goes.
I don't know that it's every place, but his net worth right now is about $15 million, according to the internet.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay. It's going to dry up. But I mean,
you're giving him money advice.
But hey, that is pretty cool that he made. So how do they know? How does this story get out? Does he put it out there?
Probably not. Probably somebody on social media posts that he left him $1,000 tip and then somebody runs with it in a blog or something.
I mean, no one's ever done that when I leave a good tip.
Most you ever left on a tip?
Probably $40.
Ever?
Yeah.
On what how big of a bill was that?
Oh, yeah. $10.
Huh?
$10.
Okay.
You left $40 on a $10 bill?
Yeah, one time. Just try to see if it would get viral.
Oh, that's why you did it. Oh.
Yeah.
I
put hashtag pimpin' joy like you guys always say to do, and it didn't work.
We say to do that?
I don't think 40 is enough to go viral.
Right. I mean,
it's
that
very
is
generous.
Spreading joy for sure.
Absolutely.
You did.
Yeah, and then when it never went viral, I was like, gosh.
You regretted it?
Oh, I was like, man, I gave away a lot of money there. I'm not very smart.
Speaking of money, it happened again Saturday night. No one matched all six numbers.
Oh, gosh.
The Powerball is up to over $1 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
What do we do?
Win $1 billion?
It'll now be the second largest in U.S. history. $1 billion. When do they draw that lunch?
That'll be, I think, tonight.
It's Monday, so if Saturday, then Monday?
Yeah.
Better get in.
Oh, my gosh. That.
Evan Peters went so deep with his method acting as Jeffrey Dahmer in the new Netflix series.
Wait, what are you about to say?
People had to reintroduce themselves to him on the set.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. I thought the same
that's
thing.
So what? Dumb. So dumb. I hate that.
It's so dumb. And probably isn't true. And he's probably acting.
Come
on. You mean when he reemerged as himself?
So, Niecy Nash, do you guys know who she is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So she didn't meet the real Evan Peters until shooting wrapped because he was so entrenched in his serial killer character. I would not be friends with this guy.
There's no chance.
There's no chance. Stop it. Can you imagine how annoying this guy is in real life?
Well, didn't Jim Carrey do this for the Man on the Moon one?
And wouldn't that be really annoying?
So annoying.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not dedicated to their craft and it's not amazing to be, but I couldn't hang
working
out with
them. Can you imagine?
Oof. Evan Peters, who played Jeffrey Dahmer, was so deep in his method acting that, again, his co-stars, one, had to keep distance, had to make sure there was tension, and at the end had to go up and be like, hey, it's really nice to meet you. At the end.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Huh, that's bizarre. Yeah. You're just trying to be like that one dude who played Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he doesn't win a couple of awards. They need to go be a cobbler in the woods, too. Anyway, that's the deal. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Happy Halloween.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's get this call from Joe, who lives in Alabama. Joe, we appreciate you calling. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
I was just calling in about Lunchbox. He seems like a different character than everybody else. Like, his character's different. He seems to care a lot about money and fame. And just wondering how he really fits in on the show, because I don't see it.
I think that's probably how he fits in. I mean, meaning, you love money.
Who doesn't love money? This guy calling and saying he doesn't love money is lying to you.
He didn't say he didn't love. That. No.
Yeah, but he used that as a negative about me. Oh, it sounds like he loves money. How dare him? Like, who doesn't?
He didn't say that either.
I didn't How hear dare it that him? Way.
Wasn't nearly a
Did you not hear him? He's like, he doesn't
fit
in. It seems
on.
Like he loves money. I mean, do you not love money too, buddy?
Buddy.
I do, but you go to the extreme, man. It's kind of, I don't know. I was always told anybody who cared that much about money would stab you in the back pretty easily.
Well, yeah, I'll stab you in the back for that money.
Exactly.
That's what he said, yeah.
Sounds about
That's
right.
what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
That's okay.
And then what about fame?
Yeah, everybody chases fame. Everybody wants to be
not
famous.
That's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
No. Everybody, like when they were young, everybody wanted to be famous. And then they realized they're not good enough to be famous. And they're like, okay.
I don't find that to be accurate.
They're like, all right, I'll go be a teacher. I'll go be, you know, I'll go work at the hospital because I'm not going to be famous.
Some people would be mortified at the thought of fame.
Yeah.
When they're younger. Everybody dreams about being an actor, an actress, a Major League Baseball player, professional athlete.
I think you do, so you've put that on everybody else.
Yeah. I would say
you still dream about that stuff.
99% of America.
Okay, well, Joe.
So, yes, I want to be famous. Like, 100%. I want to be more famous than I am now, but that's what everybody wants. I want to be more rich than I am.
Richer?
Yeah, is that what it's called?
I want to be more rich than I am.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call. You know,
ask Joe if he ever wanted to be famous.
Okay. Joe, you ever wanted to be famous?
No. I personally never wanted to be famous.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Liar.
There you go.
Joe, hope you have a great day. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right. Don't stab us in the back for money, okay, buddy?
I won't.
Okay. I got a couple things coming up. One, there is a new business trying out a 3-day work week. Big business.
I like that.
And I'll tell you like the hours, when you're supposed to be there, and you tell me if you'd like to work a 3-day schedule based on what they're going to do. Also, picking your nose can actually cause this disease.
I'll tune in. I'm just wondering what that is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just interested.
Curious.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll find out next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Have a happy Halloween.
Chick-fil-A is trying out a 3-day work week. That headline sounds cool.
Yeah.
Because who wouldn't love just working 3 days?
That'd be amazing.
But how many hours a day?
Thanks for asking. Employees would work 13 to 14-hour shifts for 3 days and then have at least 4 days off. All right, sign me up. Where's the paper?
I'm down.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that is going to be rough on the back.
Depending what the shift is.
Well, at Chick-fil-A, you're on your feet the whole time. They're going to have to make sure they have good shoes.
Mm. I'm still into it, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm still into it. I would just, I don't know if Mr. Chick-fil-A's listening right now, but here's what I'd like to ask. You got to put some sort of like menu out there.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I know what I want at this point. But a lot of people pull up for the first time, or if they haven't been in 2 years, and there's just a person going, yeah, what do you want?
Or you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you mean, what do I want? You're just staring at my car. Yeah, what do you want? I'm right here. Get the thing. Go.
So the menu's there, but it's so far up, and the line's so long, you don't get to it,
you
right?
You never get to it.
Right. Yeah. So they need to put it overhead.
Wear a sandwich board like the 20s.
That's cool.
Or that.
Mr. Filet, we're begging you here.
Like one of the kids walks around with a menu. Here it is.
Yep. No, what you do is you order with that guy that has no menu. And then when your kids get up and they see the menu, they're like, oh, I forgot. They have mac and cheese.
What do you mean your kids? Me.
Or you. I know. But as a mother, this is my frustration with it. Because like I kind of know what I want. But then it's like, oh, gosh, sorry. You know, next time we'll have to remember because I don't want to reorder.
Yeah, it's also now, there started to be a negative feeling about Chick-fil-A in general because every time I try to go eat it, the line's so long.
Yeah. But it moves quick.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, actually, I think it was voted slowest fast food.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Really? Maybe it's just me thinking that.
I'm more of a, like, go to Sonic, nail it, get it, order on the app, bam, out. Well,
yes.
That's me. If you're going with me, number one, I'm drafting overall, but and they have the menu. They look right there on it.
Yeah, you get your right individual menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even have to share.
It's great. I mean, it's just like Mr. Sonic. I mean, Mr. Chick-fil-A, let's get a menu out there. A study found that picking your nose might cause Alzheimer's.
Uh-oh. Why?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how far are you going up there?
No, it's not actually touching your brain.
That's what I thought. I'm like, geez, Louise.
A study in Australia found that picking your nose might cause Alzheimer's. A specific type of bacteria has been linked to plaques that are seen in Alzheimer's patients' brains, and they think it's getting there through the nose, and how would it get there through the nose, but possibly on fingers going into the nose.
Oh, that's why you use a Q-tip or tweezers.
Tweezers?
Tweezers in your nose?
Y'all have never used tweezers?
To do what?
Well, if you have something in your nose, or like you need to, I like to wet a Q-tip and like circle it around, or I get tweezers and I just, you know.
See, that's too much work.
Is that like practicing COVID tests in your nose or what? What are we doing?
No,
what does it do?
But I find it's an effective way to clean things up.
If you go over to my Instagram, I think on my feed, not the last picture. It's Caitlin and I in Utah this past weekend. But the picture before that, if you scroll through the very back one, you see me getting my nose hairs ripped out.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they put like a Q-tip thing and they cover it in wax. And they stick it in there and then it hardens. And they go, wah!
You're waxing your nostrils?
How'd that feel?
For a second, it felt like this. But then it was like, oh, they're all gone.
Yeah. Huh. And then you have less boogers attached to your nose. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's cleaner in there. You're pretty going to be pretty safe from Alzheimer's, I think.
Thanks for that.
At least for this cause.
My Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see that. The last picture is Caitlin and I. We were in Utah this past weekend. We're basically Utahnians.
Yeah, man.
Utahns.
You guys look like locals.
Utahnians. I'm not sure. They have two names for being from Utah.
Utahnians?
No, I don't think that's it. But they have two different ones, and I was trying to figure out which one was the right one. And I believe Utahns, U-T-A-H-N.
Utahns.
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 Yeah, so Utahns. Yeah, that's what we're basically Utahns at this point. So we went out, and we have some family that live out there, and it's cold. There's already snow on the ground.
Oh, that's not good.
It's good for there, because you expect it.
Yeah, but I'm saying for vacation-wise.
We didn't ski or anything.
Okay.
We went just to hang out, just to do family time for a couple of days. And before we left, my wife's like, okay, you got a coat, right? Because it's cold. I'm like, yeah, of course I got a coat. Who doesn't have a coat? I got a coat. Everybody's got a coat. It's America. It's cold. Got a coat. So, okay, well, we're going to need a big coat because it's going to be cold. It's going to be like 19. Of course I got a coat. Probably got a big coat. Probably got a coat warmer than your coat. So, okay. It's like 4 days prior. Day before. Okay, you got a coat, right? Yeah, I got a coat. Of course. I just haven't got out of the closet yet. Got a coat. All right. Cool. We're going to leave tomorrow. Yeah, got it. Of course. Didn't look for the coat that night. Woke up the next day. She goes, okay, you got everything? You got your coat? Yeah, I got my coat. Let me go get it. I couldn't find a coat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Was a coat anywhere?
She warned you like 4 days ago.
I felt like a kid who's like, okay, did your homework, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I didn't have a coat. And so I had a couple of light jackets. And so I put them on top of each other. I was like, had to.
You layer the light jackets.
And then I have like a starter jacket, 1994 Arkansas coat.
Dang, those are cool, though. Yeah. Probably not too warm, but cool.
They're really cool, right? And so I was like, okay, got my coat. And then I couldn't fit it in my luggage, so I had to wear it. It was warm here leaving, but I had to wear this big old coat in like 78-degree weather to the airport. I was like such an idiot. Because we were only gone for 2 days, basically. So we just took a carry-on, and we didn't want to check any bags. And so, you know, she goes to the airport, and she's in her normal sweats. And I'm in a big starter coat. I look like...
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah. I look like the guy with the clock.
Flava Flav
at the airport.
That's funny.
And she's like, okay, well, good to see you got your coat. I'm like, I know. I was such a dummy. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun. And I have blisters on my hands.
From?
Well, they had a Pac-Man game in the house.
I thought you were chopping wood.
Oh, great. He had to set the high score.
Oh, you have no idea.
Goodness, he got blisters from trying to get the high score.
I played for 6 hours on Saturday.
Straight?
I peed.
Okay.
Yeah, peed a couple times. But somebody had set a high score, and they were, I think it was Caitlin's mom or something. She said, I set the high score, and she went to bed. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Watch this.
So then I went and set a new high score, and then she got up and beat my high score while I was in bed and texted me a picture of it.
Wow.
My mom. So I'm like, all right. So I get up. I play the next day for like 3 hours. This is before I'm a 6-hour bender. So for like 3 hours, I'm just crushing it. I finally set a new high score. Well, then brother-in-law comes in, who coaches at Utah, beats it in like 3 games.
Dang.
That's where my 6-hour session went in. Beat it. I was like, I retire. I'm going out on top. It got beat again before I left, and I can't stop thinking about it.
You gotta get back to Utah.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Looking at flights for Utah this weekend.
I'm going back to Utah.
I left with second high score. Did not like that one bit. Arkansas won their football game, so that was really great for me. I guess it's off my story now. I could put it back up there, but we were walking around. We were in a town called Park City, I believe. And it's a little quaint town.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'd never been there before. I guess I'd been there one time, again, on this trip. And so we walk into a place because they went down to find it some boots or something. And I walk into an art gallery because it's just cold and my jacket wasn't that good.
I only wore
the light one. I didn't want to wear the big one out. And so I walked in and they had this humongous pig. It was about 5 foot tall. And at the time, it just looked like a gold metal pig. And you know me. I love a hog.
So this is a statue?
Oh, yeah. And so I walk in, and I've never bought art in my life. But it's 5 foot tall, and it's like metal.
Oh, my God.
And I say, how much for the pig? And she looks at me, and she just, you know, she sees what I'm wearing, and I just look like a bum off the streets. And she's like, oh, that pig, it's fully bronze. That's not what I asked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to go. I want to go all Pretty Woman on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go get dressed up, come back in a tuxedo and buy the pig.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Go next door, buy something from them, and then you pop back
in
and
they
be
didn't
like,
have a, they didn't have a pig. Next door was Patagonia. They didn't have any pigs.
Okay.
And so I said, how much for the pig? And she says, well, it's fully bronze. I said, yeah, yeah. I knew it was something. It's hard. I said, how much does it weigh? And she was like, 400 pounds.
Whoa.
I said, how much for the pig? She said, $44,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
So then I had to play it cool. So I had to go in and look at some more stuff, though, just so she did. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. What else you got around here?
Did you knock on the pig a few times?
I was just like, I listened to it like it's a seashell.
Right, right.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, sure is bronze, isn't it?
Because I wanted to just do cartoon feet and get out of there. But I'd already caused a little scene. Being like, no, really, how much?
How much did you think it was?
$1,200.
Okay.
Then he would have walked out with that pig. It was 1,200.
Well, you couldn't have.
You'd have to get a wheelbarrow.
It's 5 foot tall, 400 pounds, all bronze.
Well, then that's what you blame it on. Just be like, oh man, shipping. Oh.
Well, she said, and shipping is free if you buy this.
Oh gosh.
I'll drive it to your house.
Well, yeah.
Never mind.
For that price, shipping's free.
Yeah.
So I looked around for like 5 or 6 minutes, and Caitlin said, where are you? I said, I'm at the art gallery. She goes, you're where? I got trapped looking at a pig. So that was that story. But all in all, good weekend. I just got so dehydrated. I had such a pounding headache last night, I think from flying and then being in the altitude. And I tried to drink enough water. I don't think I did. I mean, I slept like an hour last night, max, for no reason. We got home 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday evening, but just did not sleep at all. Just so dehydrated. I got like 3 bottles of water in here right now. But that's what's up. Hope you guys had a good weekend. And tomorrow we'll get an update from Amy because she's going tonight to watch Terrifier 2.
Ooh.
Or this afternoon.
Wait, it's the last minute, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm like in that homework done.
Procrastinating.
That's me.
Hey, do you have a coat?
Yeah.
Do you have a coat? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a coat.
Yeah, but like me. Yeah, yeah, no problem. I got a coat.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 coats. How many coats you need?
Bobby Bones.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I want to play this voicemail from Ben in Kansas.
I just listened to Abby host the Bobbycast with Nate Smith. Great artist. I love him. But here's the thing. It was so flirty. Like, I literally felt like I was listening to a first date. I loved it.
Abby, I also listened to it. Were you flirting at all?
No. You thought I sounded flirty?
Is Nate married?
No.
Is Nate single?
I think so.
Yeah. I wonder why I wanted to come in. Okay.
That's not what it was at all. That's really not it.
I do not believe that's why you wanted him to come in.
But once they met...
Bobby, did you think it sounded flirty?
No, actually, Abby, and I made a note because I was making notes and sending them to Mike. I thought you sounded extremely warm.
Okay.
Extremely warm and inviting, and I enjoyed it. I can see where people don't know you, though it sounds flirty. Abby, you're just delightful all the time. And I think if people don't get to hear you, except for little clips here, they may think you sound flirty.
I really was not flirting.
90% chance you weren't flirting.
Yeah, 100% chance I was not.
Hey.
I'm serious.
90% chance.
No.
Pretty solid. Did you get your hair cut?
Nope.
Oh, looks shorter.
Oh, actually a while. Well, like 2 weeks ago.
Shorter?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I always see Abby through glass over here. I guess she walks in briefly, but then she runs out of the room. She scurries away
very
constantly.
Fast.
I do go really fast.
Your hair looks good.
Thanks.
I like
it does
shorter.
Look short.
Yeah. Woo. That time of year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does that mean short, long?
I don't know. I think it's like straight today.
New hair, new me.
Yeah.
Have you been on any dates lately?
No.
Are you lying?
I don't want to talk about it.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Because I got a game here to play that we've spent time putting together.
No, game's gone. Let's hear this.
No, I really don't want to bring up any details.
That's fine.
All.
But then we won't.
Okay.
What app did you meet him on?
It was Bumble, but okay. I'm...
No details.
Yeah, no details at all. I'm really done.
Absolutely.
After that.
Was it in the last couple weeks, though?
Yeah.
Okay. No details.
She's done? Like, no more dating?
No.
Deleting them, the apps.
Oh, it was bad.
For good.
That bad?
Did something bad happen, or was it just a bad date?
Just bad. It was good, and then it was not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what made it turn not good?
I really don't want to say the details.
You don't have to say the details.
Yeah, no, she wants to say nothing.
Somewhere. Right. But what it sounds like is that she got her heart broken. Like, that's what it's like. She's like, it went so good, but then it didn't, which means he didn't call. That's what happened. But no details.
No details. We're not pressing you on anything.
Okay.
But you do have a tendency to really just dive right in the deep end. Did you do that on this one?
No, I think he did as equally as I did. So.
Y'all both dove in, and then he what?
Well, he got out of the pool. And he dried off, and he realized, I'm out.
Y'all, if you make it a safe space for her, she'll share.
She doesn't feel safe.
Right.
She's not giving us any details. We're not even talking about it right now.
This should be the trust tree.
Did you meet at dinner, like a long-form thing?
It was coffee, and then we went on a second date.
Oh, you did get a second
Same
date.
Same day or different day?
No, different day.
It wasn't the guy who came up trying to find a Nashville wife, was it?
No.
Different
guy?
Mm-mm. What about him, though, made you date him? Because you said you weren't getting on the apps at all.
Had a weak moment, I guess. I don't know. We hit it off through the app. And then
Bumble's the one where you have to go to him first.
No.
Yes, you have to contact him after you match.
Okay, well, we won't press you on anything. We don't really need any details. Yeah. What celebrity did he probably look like, though, if you...
You always ask this.
Well,
it's a good question.
We're not really getting any details here, but I think our audience deserves to have a visual in their head.
I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
When did he ask you to go out again?
Like, a couple of days after.
And so you're just like, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you had a dinner?
Uh-huh.
Was it long?
Kinda.
What kind of place? Was it a nice place?
Well, it wasn't really dinner. It was like a fall outdoor activity.
Okay, that's
pumpkin
cool.
Pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch, yep.
You guys do the pumpkin patch like the at the house, and then like a big fancy house you walk around?
Oh, wow. How'd you know?
Like a farm?
Yes.
The farm.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I went over there once.
Yeah.
Caitlin and I went over there.
I've been there. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
And so you walked around, did you like see an ex or something and it got weird?
No. Huh. It was fine. Then we went somewhere else. We went to a bar and just
you
after
went multi-level.
That. Uh-huh.
Well, we don't need the details.
Right.
And so then you keep giving acting details. No. I'm going to go
I'm like
the
trying
phone
to
now.
Picture what could go wrong. Did he just like leave her
did
at the bar?
Did he smash a pumpkin on your head?
No, he didn't. I just really...
Was he a listener?
No. Mm-mm.
And he hit it?
No, he should... No. Mm-hmm. Just right. Not a great guy. Just failed.
Oh, did he kill someone?
Did he get the girl's number while you were at the bar?
No. He back over somebody in a wheelchair?
And then that would
you're
be
like,
a bad dude.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, let's get and help him. And he's like, ha ha ha, happy Halloween.
No,
and
drove
off?
No. Oh. Can we play the game? We should play the game.
We're out of town. We're out of time now.
What in the world? No,
you ran us over time. You're giving us all these details we didn't want.
Well... Now I'm done.
And so, how long has it been since you heard from him?
It's not a thing anymore. Like, it's ended. It was a mutual end.
But that night?
It wasn't a mutual end.
Your hair looks good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do like it.
Okay.
Abby, well, if people want to hear you and Nate Smith, they can go search for the Bobbycast.
I wasn't flirting.
She sounds really warm. She does. Man. It's not
he's
flirting.
He's so funny. It made me laugh. It made me genuinely laugh.
Okay, now you just cried.
Oh, Abby.
Boy. Was this date with Nate Smith?
That's what I'm wondering.
No, Bumble. Okay. I thought that too, but sure. No.
Wow.
No.
I mean,
it can't
no
be
details.
Bobby.
That's why we can't have details.
Bumble, Nate Smith would be separate because I had that thought too, but that would
You know
mean,
at the end of I See Dead People, and you're like, oh my God, how did I miss that?
The Sixth Sense.
That's how I feel right now.
Yep.
Oh.
No.
No.
I think he was out of town.
Do we know? Oh.
She knows.
What do you know?
Why
do
you bad, Lowell?
What? Okay.
How do you know Instagram. That? I saw on Instagram.
Oh, gosh.
Our sweet little Abby.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're shutting it off again. No more app dating.
This time, I'm serious about it. I'm going to focus on me. I just really want to focus on me. This is the season of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Working on myself.
Me season.
Do you want to talk about it after we get off the air? Would you like some advice? Like real life, or are you just good?
After, yeah, not on the air. Not on
all
the
of
air.
Us?
Yeah, come on that. In here. We'll have a round table.
All right.
That's okay.
Abby, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Thank you. We're out of time for the game.
No game?
It's a Halloween game, and we could always play it on November 1st.
Well, that'd be weird, though.
That'd be lame.
Yeah, no, I think we
can
play
it on
November.
I mean, it's fine, though. What is there?
Let me just give him three. Let me just give him three. We'll do it quick, because I got a gift card to give away here.
Okay.
Okay. Will you put on Cindy in Florida, Ray?
Yep.
All right. Here's Cindy. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Morning, studio.
Morning. Is your morning going okay, Cindy?
It is now.
Well, we love that you're on with us, and I'm going to give you a chance to win a $100 Sonic gift card. I'll play you a clip from a famous scary movie. All you have to do is name the movie. Would it be in Halloween?
Oh.
And if you want to go to one of the show members, you can, if you don't know it. But you got to go three for three. Three for three. They're all pretty easy. Number one. Here you go. Cindy?
Yes?
What scary movie is that?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Come on, Cindy.
You can go to each member on the show one time only, but you have Amy, Eddie, and Lunchbox.
All right, well, I know Amy doesn't like scary movies. Like, I don't like scary movies, so let's go with Eddie.
Eddie?
Oh, Cindy, that is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Very good. That's one for one. Both
yes.
Amy and Lunchbox remain. Here is his lifelines. Play number two, please.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess and say Chucky.
That'd be a bad guess.
Yeah, don't get too wild here.
Don't do that.
Hold on. We don't want you to get too wild here. We're not going to accept that answer. You want to go to Amy or Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Child's Play.
Child's Play is correct.
Okay, I had that written down. Okay.
Here's the problem. She's got to team up with Amy, and they're both not going to know it.
I knew Child's Play, though.
They're down to the last one. It's like, oh, my. Yeah, Amy, but this is, I'm saying the next one.
I know, but I mean, if I got that one right, I could maybe get this one right.
All right, for the win.
They're here.
They're here.
For the win.
They're here.
Okay,
that would be Poltergeist.
The one
and only.
Well, Amy, you got to let her get it first.
Poltergeist.
We got it together.
No, no, it's her.
But we both knew it.
It's Poltergeist. Nice job. We got a winner. We got a winner. Nice job. Nice job. All right, Cindy, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Sonic. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, do not hang up, please. Okay, thank you, guys.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maine. Officer Bishop retired after 25 years in law enforcement. 6 days later, he was hanging out at the local high school parking lot, busted selling drugs to the kids.
Oh. Dang.
Did he wait till retirement to do that, or was he doing that?
He's probably already in it. He's probably already in it.
He didn't retire all the way. Dang, okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Happy Halloween.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Kathy in New Jersey on the phone. Kathy, what's going on?
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just was wondering why Eddie didn't throw a challenge flag this morning during the Bobby feud. He said lollipop on one of his answers, and Tootsie Pop was an answer, which is a lollipop.
Yeah, they didn't give it to me.
Yeah, I think Tootsie Pop is different than lollipop.
We even addressed that, right?
Yeah, and Ray has the final answer because he's got the button over there. And sometimes we'll have a little communication, and sometimes he just hits a button. But I guess he felt Tootsie Pop and Lollipop weren't the same because they're not the same.
What do you mean? Yes, it is. They're both lollipops. One of them has Tootsie Roll in the middle and the other one doesn't.
I feel like Tootsie Pop is a different sucker.
It's a lollipop.
Ray, what do you think here?
Well, it was also the same thing with the Hershey's Kiss, the Hershey's Bar.
True.
We didn't
True.
Accept that, so we didn't accept the Tootsie thing.
And that was me.
I mean, I think it would have been better if you just said a sucker.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have got that one.
Just a sucker?
Who says lollipop?
Who says sucker?
People that were born in 1950.
I guess so.
Right. I wasn't born in 1950.
Oh, 55, sorry.
Hey. No.
Lollipop. Yeah.
What you listen to back on the radio when you're a kid.
I love that one, dude.
Kathy, we understand why you would feel that way, and I respect that, and thank you for calling, but we had to be pretty specific in some of those instances, and I think that's probably why Ray didn't give it to him.
Right. Okay. I have another question.
Go ahead.
For you real quick. Does Caitlin plan on doing any more of her unfancy cooking YouTube videos? I enjoyed them.
She'd probably rather die.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
She gets it pretty hard, anything she does, for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, like critiquing them?
Not critiquing, just people being absolutely hateful and mean.
Oh.
So, no. No, she won't. And thank you for saying that. And I also enjoyed them, and I think she did too, but it's weird. She has no real public anything. I mean, she has an Instagram. She didn't ask for the blue check mark, but she doesn't like do any sort of influencing. She doesn't have any opinions. She doesn't do anything except she's married to me, and she gets crushed online for no other reason. She doesn't say anything controversial. Again, she stays off social media 99% of the time, but people crush her and they're so mean to her just because she's married to me. And it sucks. It sucks for her. It sucks. It sucks. So no, she will not be doing that. But I'll tell her that you said nice things about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, hope you have a good day.
Have a great day, you guys.
Bye. Bye. Jennifer in Wisconsin. Jennifer, you're on the show. What's going on?
I just wanted to say hi, studio.
Say morning, studio, so we can all yell back at you.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
There you go.
I was just wondering that kids over in the schools like Amy and Eddie's lunchbox, are they allowed to dress up for Halloween?
Amy?
At school?
Today, do they get to dress up?
No. I hope not, because we didn't plan on that.
Eddie?
Yeah, no, they don't do dress up. I think it's too distracting. Yeah.
Wait, Jennifer, what about you?
We're not allowed to because not everybody celebrates Halloween. So,
yeah.
I mean, but I get it. It's a distraction. But when we were younger, that was like the best part. So.
Yeah, times are a little different then.
Yeah. I never got too dressed up, though. I would just wear like a wig. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't go like full costume.
That's a cool story. Good story, Jennifer.
Y'all are mean.
Jennifer, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bobby Bones.
Happy Halloween.
It's time for the good news countdown.
It's the good news countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Amy, this first story should give you hope about your ring.
Number 3.
A former high school football star from Alabama lost his 2 championship rings when they slipped off his finger at a Mardi Gras parade 6 years ago, but a random guy with a metal detector found him, tracked him down, got him the rings.
That is awesome.
And that is, there's hope.
That does give me hope. Mine's been 12 years, but, you know.
We've also been talking about it on a national radio show and offering rewards. So I got a feeling that if somebody had it, they would have given it back.
I know.
But we'll hold out hope, and we'll go to number two.
Number two.
An 80-year-old doctor named Glenn Gielhode just ran his 45th Marine Corps marathon in D.C. this weekend. That's right, 45 marathons. Let me say again, he's 80.
Man.
80 years old. He does it to raise money for his nonprofit called Mission to Heal that donates medical supplies. So, Dr. Gilho, that's awesome. One day I may do my first. I'll leave that to you for now.
Number one.
An amazing athlete who was born without legs just set two more world records. His name is Zion Clark. He already owned the record for fastest man on two hands after doing the 20-meter dash in 4.78 seconds. The two new ones he broke are the most diamond push-ups in 3 minutes. It's where you take your thumb, put them together. You take your pointer fingers, put them together, and that makes a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you put your hand on the ground like that. It's a lot harder than a normal push-up.
Yeah, it's difficult.
The two new ones he broke, he had to beat 245, which he did at 248. And the next one was the highest box jump using his hands. He had to beat 24 inches, and he managed to do 33 inches. So
what?
12, 24. Almost 3 feet in the air just by using his hands.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay, that is the good news countdown.
That was
the good news countdown.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Happy Halloween.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.